have a few things I want to say. But I hope they're not, when I'm finished, I'm going to have to say, you can talk. Now, though, maybe discussing the topic, the folks that kind of thought it was a problem. And that, probably the time of the point in his career, in his grasp, by the impulse of despairing, to ask the same important reality. Set off and pursue the religious vision to surpass in the religion. Everything is in part. After this, he just hopes that it is thrown back into itself, so that it later will reflect in his lack of titanic self-conscious, as it's prophetic. Here, of course, the fact that now we're profound calling back to the fact that we're in the world. We may choose to call him back because in theory of symbols, it helps us to make critical features of contemporary experience understandable. For example, Norman Mailer was quite recently in both the White Whale and in Spirit of Holy Communion. And he finally laughed at the Democratic Convention of Chicago, and Mailer said, it was this Melville Whale that comes charging up out of the sea. And he found in the first moment for the takeoff of Apollo 11, for the moon disappeared, the surface was combined into the ground. He likened it to Moby Dick, moving him upward, and he said, what is this to do? The Melville Clark Whale can be used to characterize the moment of triumph for American life, as well as the moment of disgrace. He does something in his death that looks like great mystical beast still proves in the American country. One of the most penetrating and exciting comments about our present situation in Vietnam was made recently by an intimate editor of the Johnson government, who said, Vietnam is the same LBJ criteria. But, if Melville had done no more than to offer a certain conception by which to elucidate our cultural experience, he would not be a prophet at all. He would be a pundit. Perhaps a great pundit, but not a prophet. For a prophet directs us to something deeper than a diagnosis of our immediate cultural experience. However, we may share the delusion that our own age is the only thing of ultimate importance to the understanding. The pundit gives us a view. New insights into our immediate problems are merely a byproduct of that assumption of spirit which he provokes. We pay Melville no great compliment by saying that he is relevant to us. There is an austerity in the Christian prophet that there is in every master spirit. Among the many ironies of the story, Melville became a prophet even as he concluded that he was not there. In Moby Dick, Melville achieved the timeless intellectual model of it, even as his spiritual exploration began to undermine the confidence of his attainment. The confidence is the world that yields a vision of the ministry, the extending of the task force. We do not celebrate Melville as a prophet today because he emerged from the struggle to the coherent set of beliefs. This is not otherwise. Kierkegaard declares, the spiritual factor of a man could not be measured by what he thinks, but by what he strives for. Melville striving with his prophetic mission in his contemporary education was to establish him as a spiritual giant. He brought him forward new insights, at least three readings. As the set of consciousness came upon Melville in this conservative, when he was writing a third novel, Martin, he had intended to write this novel after the same format which had brought great success to the first of his plays, and after the scene of story eventually in the South Sea, which had been the case of the kind of lovely ladies, ethnological development of the fourth century, eventually had it. But after 30 years after the book got started, the story broke and depended on how dark I was entering into the world of the mind. The place of him fades out before a fierce intensity by which Melville drives his hero to at home again, to stop himself to the allegory to represent, making space of the mind religious condition, so that the Jeremiah, nor do I sustain that his youth makes him unfit for the task, for a blessed appointment. Saying, and though I say in the sport of faith, I was driven from my place when I blasted this world. I am ill provided, knowing that the bounds of the body comes before my time, still bound to the veil. This text is religious, in that it examines all of heterogeneous stages of sojourning under a single sentence, asking whether any of them survived the fit body into a larger soul. Spiritual discovery in body does not result in an effort to understand or realize a single viewpoint of the book, but from a ranging effort to test all probabilities. Thus, Melville's lawyers are trying to discover a golden hymn in which the requirements of his soul's life can be met. Melville conceived an object of such a type of species in that return, but yet, the bold, such a better distinction down to speak and close on vulgar words, and give me you guys and cover that, but yet I do. Melville's connected structure is going to be trying to commit a diversity of focus, because Melville's own structure is taking test on the experience and your feelings as closely as comes to you. Melville is acutely aware of conditions of health and wealth and social position in good forms of the man, so that men assert an absolute truth, you should call in reality, determined by means of standards. Melville himself has experienced radical changes of fortune, changes of favor, and exceptional opportunities to appreciate that extent to which certain view reality from the body, and so composed by social studies. Melville was born into the genteel and sophisticated home, the same structure seen by business men, his parents had every reason to consider themselves prime citizens to live out the nation. His father's father had been in on the Boston Tea. Thank you. child equivalent, and you can, federal law, depending on my opinion, not my opinion, love. The upgrade, self-confidence, is written up to the table, and it's something that is expected to center on, only. And so now that I was moving, in the most prison, in the process, and married for the daughter of the chief justice of the Supreme Court. And it was about this time, as he was on the bill, that the last resistance stand up and know that it's trust when you are all that you are considered. Had a witness in the South Sea, it was distorted, which many of you know, and I'm sure it's on experience, and having known him as own person, the radical alteration of country is some of that the same important, and although put out the time to proposing his own person as a matrix of a new insight into reality, which I call beyond all parochial. This bold effort encountered two difficulties. In the first place, Malo was unable to rely on the vision of the truth, even if the man could initiate it. At the end of Marty, a hero from the disappearing further system over an endless sea. The golden haven in which the soul made plans of securing ruin to another discovery. In the second place, the novel did not sell. In the second place, it was better, but Malo was forced to subdue the prophetic impulse and was next to Malo, only to release it again and over there. In the leader, the prophetic brilliance of my years deeper and deeper down, and know that the space of something, how any human country can lay claims on the thought of itself on ultimate reality. How does the prophet know that he is in contact with the divine, and not merely enlarging his own human self? Now there are struggles with something in full awareness of contemporary religious operations. Unitarian, for example, believe that man could achieve knowledge of the divine waters through reason. They thought that man had an innate moral sense, which enabled him to judge accurately, to ethical quality of his sinners, and that when man applied his intellect to the moral data of justice science, he would eventually discover that the world is ruled by a benevolent truth. Now, the attempt of this Unitarian conception of reason so far is to make it indistinguishable from madness. Thus, praising a great artist as one whose intellect drops down into the universe like a sunlight, one will characterize as a moment of maximum inspiration as enabling the artist to speak to his whole extending madness of the life of the human. The thrust of reason in all that, rigorously solid, arrives at the derangement of reason. Unitarian is madness in Waldo because he judged the fact of moral strength more severely than the Unitarian did. Now, the first novel, that's actually involved in the extra temple, was a Catholic missionary to Polynesia, where on subsequent protests, the family's Catholics were removed from the second American edition of Brooks. Rather, I thought this reconciling itself to these expurgations by saying the fact that this conception was aggressive in the men I am married. In truth, however, there were no more aggressive in men and other. But the truth is that it is definitely true that small intervention which burst through the otherwise easy men from the earth and is kind of strong. Now, the authorities are very proclaimed with the evangelization of ladies and the fact of destruction. And the pure presumption of moral superiority, the Western moral superiority, on which this operates is proceeding, comes bound to come from the own Western man. So, again, the thing about fear, the thing about fear, this is destroyed in the invention of all manner of death-dealing demons, the vindictiveness of this return on our life, and the misery and desolation that follow in their turn, are enough of themselves. And the top civilized man is the most ferocious animal on the face of the earth. Now we're about ready to get out of the rest of the world, and broke out of many parts, like the metal, and the real big steel, and the rest. But the fact that it was stronger, and the fact that it was broken, the stuff, and the problem with the defendants that were in the room. The keystone of all those ethical factors was the tenacious belief in the inherent dignity of human beings. And it's all that the masculine manliness and fear of man, so far within us, that it remains intact, though all the other characters seem gone. It is difficult to recognize this dignity and fully honor it, and in common prayer, which lay the hand away from God, and found it degraded by those who are in the power of his throne, and the rationale, often rationale by religious nations, who are going against the king. The moral belief in the dignity of man led into the only recognition that the helpless are not only victimized by cruel and powerful nature, but that life itself, in tragedy, is far not the world. The suffering of innocence is sometimes what we call without sense, and that life in itself is infinite. The so-called natural evil of the world produces no intellectual problems for those who believe that man is well from birth. The problem of evil is not, does not result from the evil of God, but from the evil of dignity of man. Thus, its ethical consciousness led now to have the question of justice of God, and to embody this under the unfailing judgment that it has his nature in that far away, and as it seemed to know. Thus, Captain Ahab seeks revenge for an injury that he considers a deadly offense to the person of dignity. This radical application of the notion of human dignity leads not only to madness, as some imagine to call it too, but to the self-destruction of that moral consciousness from which the logic of Ahab's revenge search is called. In having the foil, Ahab becomes a tyrant himself. No less cruel and wanton than the evil God may be contended, or the attempted contended. He inflicts upon his crude agony no more deserved than those he was punished. Thus, individual consciousness itself, individual consciousness itself, in the cause and the moral will of God, begins to spill apart and destroy its inner flaws and contradictions. The fact that opposition to evil can produce its own society, vengefulness, and reckless, upon the Melville statement of figures of an inherent weakness of man's moral nature. The truth is absolutely extreme, the moral sense destroys itself, and gives it its own religion. So the ethical consciousness fails to place man in a harmonious relation to the nature of things, but can test it to its death, to deal with struggling opposition in him, and ultimately, reality. Another avenue towards ultimate truth, which now we're ready to question, was transcendental religion, or after all, the religion. And announced the dawn of the new age, the religion of children in afterlife, by which we would, as we said, adorn an original relation to the universe. Freedom from dependence upon truth of European origin, Americans would have a poetry and philosophy of insight and other traditions, and the religion by revelation to us. Such insight and revelation has been developed, according to him, from the direct access of the mind to God, which men can achieve through nature. Emerson believes that natural objects are similar to spiritual reality, so that a knowledge of the transcendent can be achieved through an openness with symbolic potency of material things. Thus, he says, man, the process of consciousness is standing still. It should gather the energy of the spirit and the speech of the divine mind, and harvest the energy of God himself. Another integral of the sound is the consciousness, with acute sensitive to the moral and spiritual progressive spiritual aspect. It works for pervading with meditation, which will provoke that mindful aspect of our thought. And then we'll be led to a deeper spiritual program of the God that does not need to insight. Captain Ahab voices the ground, the now very prophetic speaker, and declares, all visible things, man, are but a taste toward man. But in each event, in the living act, in the undoubted being, some unknown but still reasoning thing puts forth its speaker through the unreasoning man. There is every physical thing around us, like a harpoon, a hairbread, or whatever. Simply a taste toward man. How do I know if the human is in color? quite reliant upon council member insight in development of a state after no warrant, that such insight would provoke a serious oblivion to the danger of life. One of the most compelling evil cases of council member health against a political nightmare on the federal board, he never found any way during this kind of event. Following an opium-like listening to the basement unconscious regulars to this council member used by the London police to save and control. That at last, he uses his identity, takes the listed person who speaks to the visible image of that deep, blue, bottomless stage of the waiting mankind and nation. And every spring casting, gliding, youthful candle, and the loose hand seems to end with embodiment of the lucid thought that only people of soul by continual sitting spirit. In this enchanted mood, while spirit comes away against the hinted pain, there is no life in me now, except that rough and light imparted by a gentle will and kiss, by her, followed from the sea, by the sea, from the inscrutable sky, God. All this sleep, this dream beyond you, use your foot for a hand, one thing, keep your hold at all, and your identity comes down, and power, and perhaps you make it a fair share of your own past trouble, too, and you drop through that one kind of air, into the chemistry, no more desire for others. Do good work, and thank you. Let's now then, on this page, the third young man, Douglas, being the top glory of conference of the Hampton Ship, and that he was going to Europe and walk out for the fact that the ship for a limbo. Now, the most radical exploration of Samson Douglas Hampton occurs as he tries to present the meaning of the part of the world and the ship for a limbo. Ishmael tells us that this is a fighting for the world, most easily to occupy, not for the limbo. Melville gives numerous instances in which partners associated with the speed of power, as for example with traditional farming nursing and groups. So if the imagination stretched its course and its effort gave the secret meaning which he has promised to destroy it, then as the reader is strongly in intuition to get beyond the suggestion of rolling and tight fingers in order to bring up an attention and watch the world, to get beyond the suggestion, this suggestion is in the meaning of the thought of life. Melville proposes that what might be terrific and part of the sadness from behind, that the thought of annihilation is in essence, poignant is not so much a thought, and is the visible absence of thought. The white thought of life, though it has no meaning, it's revealed in action. The mystical question is not halted by an obstacle. He stands in the back, his face betrays itself in this ultimate crisis of insight. The thought of annihilation brings the numbing awareness that the spirit of man finds no sympathy for the dying spirit. Is it for these reasons, on the other hand, that there is such a dense, black, and close meaning in the wide landscape of snow, the color, all colors, and conditions to make it clear? Having established such a fearful significance for darkness, Melville then proposes that all the colors we see around us is not actually inherent in life. But it's only a cosmetic effect produced by the interaction of light with matter. So that considered apart from that receiving interaction, both light itself and the visible world are in essence totally color. And that glance of insight, the great world of nature goes blank, and mystical consciousness is negated, shows the wretched infidel amazes himself God, as the number of the white sky is wrapped all the contact around it. And of all these things, you know, that he says, how long I'll pray of, but the symbol. Due to its ultimate limit, therefore, mystical insight liquidates itself, following the secrets of the universe about the relation that makes the heavens discovery of his interest. Thus, that transcendental consciousness which supers the demons in the perception of the congruity of this between man's spiritual ideas and the forms of the spirit of life. That consciousness ends with the discovery of the universe, which enters into the discovery of the you give me that, it was floor that's the company. The year that I'm all here to visit, the both small accounts, and then the insurance, by the balance, and the advance, you have a single reserve, were excluded by now, your undefined which display their inadequacy as that of the country. The new discovery began with the custom beneath Norway, the fellow country. And in order to follow them, in order to take the army, and the power of the insurance, and more accounts, and for the leading, to murder and suicide. Norway's thought, therefore, was murder. Around the skepticism, which encroaches upon its own frontier, a doubt so full of on that doubt itself becomes doubtful. The world of Hollywood is one in which all gestures, both in ultimate, small, or spiritual stability, are perpetual and apart. No strong advantage will permit the reader a commanding view of all those reasons, and all those meanings. It ought to forbid the development of a unifying vision. That is another of the reason why the question of what is a hard way of thinking about it is to bring the window.
And the public itself, I'm talking about more
far from Marco, around this frozen surface area, and it's kind of a drive off of it, and it's kind of a trail of things that we were doing. On the other hand, the
I
And it was very new, and it had nothing to do with the kind of life.